And I can't wait for the just beat it fight.
Which one? Oh. Which one is that?
The Michael Jackson just beat it fight. We're going to be working on that tomorrow.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You don't?
No.
It's a girls fight. Just beat it.
I didn't know. I did not know that was synchronized to Michael Jackson.
And then the two girls are going to have their hands taped, one hand taped to the other hand, and one free hand.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. So they're going to beat the shit out of each other, that means, because they're not going to have
They can't back away.
It's just going to be like, what was that pride fight a long time ago? The dude with the mega mustache beat up this Asian dude. They just held the back of each other's heads and punched each other in the face for like 3 minutes straight. It was the most awesome MMA fight I've ever seen in my life. No technique whatsoever.
Would it be possible to put some light squares on the ground of the ring and like turn the lights down?
What about this for a fight? What about if I duct tape my hand on the back of your head and your hand on the back of my head, and then we just punch each other? Call it the hockey fight.
You mean you're literally just punching forward over and over again?
Yeah, the hockey fight. First one to take a knee.
I'm not going to do that, but...
You're a pussy, but we've already been through that. But somebody's dumb enough to do that.
Yeah, I think somebody might do that, yeah.
I'll do it.
Just whacking people.
Sorry, I thought somebody was asking me. I'll do it.
I'll do anything.
Yeah, I'll do anything. I will. I'll do anything to make this show mega. What are you typing in there, Google boy?
Change the face of Ellis Media. Matt, our intern, just texted me. Don Fry is the fighter you think.
Yes, Don Fry. He's a man's man. That's a man right there. Don Fry. Here's your fucking MMA technique, you shitbag. Just grab the back. We'll call it the Don Fry. It's better than hockey.
Yeah.
Because hockey sucks, right?
Hockey sucks.
Right. I really like that guy's mustache. And they should have mustaches.
Yes, they should.
The Don Fry. You come in with a huge mustache on your face, and we duct tape your opponent's hand to the back of your head, and vice versa. And then when the bell goes, you just start punching each other in the face. The Don Fry fight. Ellis Mania 6 in Vancouver, the Don Fry. Don't think I can't get two fucking Canucks to do that.
Of course you could.
I could get
They probably already have mustaches.
I could get five dudes. I could get 10 dudes. So five separate fights at the same time. Everybody's hands duct taped on the back of their head. When the bell goes, Don Fry.
Yeah, dude. Everybody's going for it at once.
Imagine 10 dudes just Don Frying each other in the fucking ring in Canada for Ellis Mania 6.
And, like, the last two dudes who are standing are both the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. Then it goes to split decision. Double Jeopardy. I don't even know what that means. But, yeah, there can only be one.
Okay.
But that'd be a funny fight, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just Don Fry. What about if they both couldn't really hit that good and it was just a Don Fry?
Just slowly trying to whack each other.
Until they gassed out from their Don Fryness. They were both just leaning over on each other, occasionally giving each other a Don Fry. Like a good 20 seconds of, and then, whoop, Don Fry. You know what I mean? And then the other dude, like, can't even recover. Like, oh, he's rocked. But no one takes a knee, they're just duking it out. Just bag of blood face. Don Frying the shit out of each other. Then if it goes to the fifth round, sudden death. MMA glove. You know what I mean? The gloves are off. Because we should have the Don Fry with one boxing glove for the Ellis Mania, because we're trying to keep it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Don Fry is such a good fight. Write that down, all right, T-Bag?
It's already written down.
Because that's Ellis Mania 6 in Canada for sure. And just to add, to have the Master Blaster fights, the Dog Collar fights, the Don Fry. I mean, I'm sorry, but if I go, you know what I mean, to some sort of festival where there's bands playing, and then this dude gets up from the radio and says this, getting into some fights, and one of them's called the Don Fry, and I've had a couple of beers, and I'm hanging out, and then all of a sudden there's fucking 10 dudes punching each other in the face, Don Fry style. I'm fucking pissing myself right there. And I'm saying to myself, that's the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing funnier than that. And I just thought of it.
It would make regular boxing seem, like, boring. You couldn't even go back to it.
Why would you bother? I mean, every now and then you want to be serious. I get that. It's like loads to the face. They're not every day. But a load to the... I mean, delivering the load to the face is... just up there is one of the greatest things ever done. You just can't, you know, you always remember how cool you are.
Yeah, no, good vibes.
How cool you were, whatever. It was a great morning or night or whatever it is. The Don Fry.
Load in the face followed by a Don Fry.
Well, there were no loads in the face.
Not in Ellis Media.
No, there's no loads. I have no interest in loads. I'm just... yeah, but the Don Fry is probably—I can't believe I thought of that. That's the greatest thing I've ever thought
just
of.
Just now, I know. Like talking on the radio.
Crazy, huh?
It's crazy.